Hundreds of stores have found it to be the perfect answer for what to carry every day to make sure you don't lose out on the...
RDI Diamonds in New York, this is Scott. Can I help you?
Hi, Scott. Can you have Ann give me a buzz back? It's Leanne.
You got it. You know what? Hold on, Miss Leanne. I think she's just coming back to her desk. Hold on.
Okay, perfect.
Miss Leanne.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I've had extra sugar, so you know.
Ooh, I gotta get on your level.
Yeah. So rarely will I say this, but your ovals are too nice.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, that HI is a lovely HI.
Okay.
And they're very ovally, and I know that's what y'all aspire to.
Yeah.
You know, in pairs. So
that's okay. So I did, afterwards, I mean, I said I wanted to do the look. Let me ask you this, the make of those, do those work? Like
no,
the ratio, I should say.
They're very elliptical where that other stone has very heavy shoulders.
Gotcha.
And so I'm wondering if we need to change gears a little bit.
Okay.
So one option would be to go to a pair of half moons.
Okay.
Just
because of the make of it.
Well, because then there's something different, so they don't have to match.
Right.
So if they could be, you know, if the length to width ratio was a little less, you know, if they were on the fat side, the chunky side, I could see that making a prettier piece of jewelry than
mm-hmm.
a pair than this pair of.
Yeah.
These are just going to make the center stone look bad.
Yeah.
The other thing that we might consider is. I'm stretching for another thing to consider besides that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, because the makes are just not right and the color's not right. That stone's a true eye stone.
Yeah.
And so I don't think it'd look good with rounds, do you?
No.
I think it'd be horrible with rounds.
I think it'd be really ugly, actually. I don't know what happened
because I looked at his history. I sold him that bigger stone. I guess he cheaped out on me because I had rung up and taken a deposit on that bigger stone,
mm-hmm.
and then he came in and bought something smaller.
Yeah, I'm looking to see even, like, I don't think Shield, I don't think Cadillac. I mean...
I'm just trying to think of what other shape would look good without.
Right. Let me see something here. Hold on. Maybe.
And I would take a trade, but I don't really want to own that ugly little diamond.
Right. I don't blame
especially
you.
In today's world. I don't.
No, know. I agree. Let's see. I was thinking maybe pear shapes.
Pear shapes.
Mm-hmm.
Off-color pear shapes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You get a little gold star for that. That is actually a nice thought. And I actually, while I was sitting there in neutral, I actually have a cushion that's larger that I bought back from a customer that I would like. I wouldn't mind owning it if I didn't have to buy anything.
Right.
So I might even go look at that ring and see if I can make him a deal on upgrading the whole ring. But the pear shapes and the half moons are a good option, and I'm afraid she's going to be sentimental. See what
or,
you find. Oh,
or
go ahead.
Trillions.
I hate trillions.
I do pear shapes.
Yeah.
I like the pear shape idea.
She's the mounting and the wedding banner vintage. She's not gonna like trillions, but the pear shape can go
mm-hmm.
within. I think the pear shapes are the best idea. So try and find me a pair of off colored pears, and let's go from there.
All right, and we want to still be around that because that was a 118, correct?
Yeah, 118. But they look teeny tiny. So I would say stay in that, you know, that $2,000 price range for the pair.
All right. I will work on it right now.
Okay, thanks a bunch.
All right, thanks, Leanne.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.